Shooting Lights Out isn't the Playmakers Bar brand, but the Playmakers Bar brand Shooting Lights Out is sponsored by Fanatics. Official license everything with Fanatics.com. Get your favorite jerseys, your favorite team, memorabilia, everything you want for as a sportsman. You can get it at Fanatics.com with Sportsman Shop. And it's also Shooting Lights Out is sponsored by Lids. Locker rooms by Lids. Get customized hats with your favorite team logo, t-shirts, any sportswear with locker rooms by Liz. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Shooting Lights Out.
sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud. That's the only way to win. Who am I?
Lights out. Hey, how's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to Shooting Lights Out. Today, as y'all can see, those of you who are watching on YouTube, thank you for watching our YouTube channel. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Get involved with everything for every Shooting Lights episode that's been done. Got some Rambly Talk. Yeah, when football season came around, speaking of some Rambly Talk. Bearing down the gridiron for college football fans, subscribe to the channel. Also, those of you who are listening through our podcast through audio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and so much more, you can catch this. As y'all can see, those who are watching on YouTube, WNBA talk. Got to talk WNBA. It's been about maybe a week since I talked to WNBA. I recapped the week one. Some more games that took place that I need to recap and get for and get to what's going to happen this weekend. So we're going to jump right into it. I'm not going to take too much of your time. Starting right back from Friday, June 2nd, these are the games that took place. As you see, the Liberty took on the Sky. Ace took on the Dream. Wings took on the Mystics. And the Sparks took on the Mercury. And beginning things off, we're going to start with my New York Liberty, ladies. My New York Liberty, they went to the Chi-Town and they handled business, winning 77-76. What a game this was. The Sky jumped out to an 8-point lead at halftime, but the Liberty came out in the second half, taking it 42-33 and taking a 1-point win on the road. Benita Delaney with 17 points, but Brianna still hit the game winner. She gave me 19-11. Jarrell Jones had probably one of her best games as a New York Liberty as of right now, scoring 10 points in the win. A subpar game for Sabrina Ionescu, 5 points, 5 boards, 3 assists. Need more from a point guard there. Corley Vanderschoot, 8 assists. That's pretty much what she's there for. She's pretty much there to guide the team and whatnot, along with Sabrina Ionescu and whatnot. But Kaylee Cooper, that girl has been balling all season. 20 points, 9 boards. She's been balling. Adam Smith, she's 18 points. But it was the first of two meets this week with the Sky. We'll get to the second one later. Also, what took place back on Friday, the defending champ, Las Vegas Aces, they keep on winning. They're not winning as big as they normally do, but they are still winning. As you can see, they went to 5-0, beating the Atlanta Dream down in the ATL, 92-87. Candace Parker, 13 points. AJ Wilson, 21 points. Kelsey Plum added 15, Jackie Young 20. Dude, they have the best starting five there is, okay? Jackie Young can get off on you. Kelsey Plum can get off on you. Chelsea Gray can get off on you. LJ Wilson can get off on you. Candace Parker can damn sure get off on you. It is what it is. These women, anybody on that starting five, they can just get off on you. It don't even matter. Jackie Young and AJ Wilson both scored in the 20s. It just doesn't matter. Like, anybody on that squad can get off on you. We ain't even really heard from, you know, the bench like that yet. We ain't even got that change yet. But I want to shout out to Cheyenne Parker, 25 points, 11 boards, doing everything she can to help her team win. Ryan Howard, 15 points. She having a She having a subpar sophomore season as of right now. Haven't really heard too much from the reigning rookie of the year from last year, and Ryan Howard. Right now, she's currently averaging 17.2 points per game, 5.2 rebounds, and 3 assists. But last year, she was dominant. She was showing it. But it's still a little comparatively young season right now. Comparatively, we're young. And when we get down to it, you know, I think they're playing like 40 games this season. Like 40 games this season, if I remember correctly. Trying to remember how many games they're playing now. It's 36. So I think, so next season, no, that was last season. So is it this season that they went up? So I'm looking, doing live, I'm doing research right here as we doing the show. There's 40 games this season. There's 40 games this season, all right? So we ain't even 1/4 through the season yet. We're almost there. But the Vegas Aces, man, it's hard to beat this team. This is hard. That's why they're the defending champs with Becky Hammond at the helm coaching this team. From the ATL up to D.C. when the Washington Mystics hosted the Dallas Wings. 75-74 win for the Washington Mystics. Elena Delendon, 23 points, 10 boards. Austin helped out with 12-11. Adrian Atkins, 16-8. Got some contributions. Dallas. So Dallas is a hard team. Dallas is a fighting team. Dallas has that. If they play their cards right, it may work the team that they're supposed to. Dallas can remind me of the Miami Heat. And I know the Queen of Who's going to love that comparison, because you have to knock the Dallas Wings out. Okay? If you give them any breath of life, they are going to take it. You have to knock them out. Okay? As you can see here, the Mystics had the lead, you know. They was up 6 at the half. And, you know, the Wings came out third quarter strong, up 2 going to the fourth quarter, and it was just the misses led by Delendon to bring it home. But if there's a team that can be under the radar and not talked about as much and still be in the mix, it's the Dallas Wings for me currently. They can be the Miami Heat of the WNBA, in my opinion. But that's just me. And then the final game from Friday night, we had the Los Angeles Sparks taking on the Phoenix Mercury, a game that went into overtime, with the LA Sparks taking it 99-93 against the Phoenix Mercury. What a game this was, ladies and gentlemen. This was a battle, as I adjust myself to get a crane to a new headset. There we go. Nigel Gumake, 21 points to lead the Sparks to the win, along with Lexi Brown, who dropped 26 on the night. Chang couldn't get on 2 points. I think she's doing a little too much. I need her to get that number back up the way it used to be. Brittany Gander for the Mercury, 24 points, 11 boards. Diana Taurasi, 19 points. Cunningham with 19 points, but in overtime, it was all about the Sparks. The Sparks do it, and Lexi Brown led the way. So congratulations to the LA Sparks on getting that much needed win on the road in Phoenix. Phoenix is struggling 1-3. They were dropping 1-3 from that game there. That was Friday. Let's go to Saturday. Saturday we had the Minnesota Lynx taking on the Washington Mystics and the Seattle Storm taking on the Los Angeles Sparks, beginning in Washington, D.C., where we saw the Minnesota Lynx get their first win of the season. Man, that had to be a heartbreaking loss for the Washington Mystics, even though they were playing on the back-to-back. 80-78 win for the Lynx. Minnesota get their first win of the season. McBride led the way. Kelly McBride, 24 points, a season high for her. New 5 boards. Very good game. Natasha Collier, 17 points, 9 boards on the day. Good win for them. And what I'm being told, Tiffany Mitchell put Becca Holmes with 3 seconds left to give the lead their first win of the season. Elena Delandon, 12 points with 7 boards. Need more from her. Austin, 14 points, 10 boards. Natasha Cloud, 14 points, 9 assists. Some of what you want to see, but shout out to the Washington Link, to the Washington Mystics. But this is a tough one for y'all because the Minnesota Lynx got their first win of the season. They are no longer winless. From D.C. to L.A. as the Sparks travel home from Phoenix to take on the Seattle Storm, who is the winless team in the season, dropping the 0-4, losing 92-85 to the Sparks. Agumi K-Sister combined for 42 points in the victory. Then you had Lacey Brown coming with 14, Carteron with 16, and the Storm is still picking up the pieces. Jewel Lloyd, 37 points, 6 boards, 6 assists. She needs help. Jewel Lloyd needs help. Seattle, get her some help. That's why you're 0-4, because Jewel Lloyd, I'm going to tell you right now, if I look at Jewel Lloyd's season stats right now, it's off the charts. I guarantee you. 28.8 points per game. Good Lord. This girl is scoring her butt off. She is trying everything she can for her team, and it is just right crazy right now. But she's doing everything she can. It is a tough season for her right now, but she is a scoring machine. She has become a scoring machine out of this world. See, before this season, she was averaging, 16, 17 points a season. Right now, she's up to 28. Jewel Lloyd is a scoring machine. And I don't think anybody is scoring as much as she is right now. I believe she's the lead scorer right now. Yeah, she is. 28.8 points per game. In second place is Breanna Stewart with 23.7. Yeah, Sazby from the Dallas Wings at 22.2. Then Brittany Griner at 22. And then Jackie Young at 21.8. She is the leading scorer. She is on it, but she has no help. And it's a shame that she doesn't have no help, because she needs help. Because she's showing that she can score the rock with no problem whatsoever. So when this season's over, Seattle, get Jewel Lloyd some help. Because that woman she's trying her hardest. And it's not coming up with W's right now. That was Saturday. Now we go to Sunday. Sunday, something I wish I didn't have to do this, but I have no choice. Remember I told you that was the first of 2 meetings with the Chicago Sky from my New York Liberty? Well, round 2 took place in a big Apple Barclays Center. And the reverse took place. My Liberty jumped out to a 17-point lead at halftime, and then the second half was all Chicago Sky. All Chicago Sky in the second half. As you can see here, the Chicago Sky got paid back. 86-82 win at the Barclays Center of the New York Liberty. Plus 21 in the second half. They outscored us 56-35. Say that again. The Chicago Sky outscored the Liberty in the second half 56-35. Breanna Stewart, 20 points, 11 boards. Courtney Vanishu, 18 points, 10 assists, 8 boards. Sabrina Nescu only gave me 4 points, 6 boards, and 5 assists. Jacquel Jones, 9 points, 6 assists. It was the second half was terrible. There's no rare run. The second half was just terrible for us. We shot 24% from 3, 6 from 25 from the game on 3-pointers. That was just a terrible, terrible way to go down at home. Shout out to the Chicago Sky. You know, they handled their business. Kaylee Cooper led all scores with 27 points, 7 boards. Marbury added 17. We got 12 from Williams. Courtney Williams? Yeah, Courtney Williams. And I want to say Erica Williams gave them 11. They got it. They got payback. They got payback. That's our second loss on the season. It's at home. Our first home loss of the season as well. But it happens. But you hate it when you was up 19 and you saw it evaporate before your eyes. That's a tough one for my Liberty. We got to suck that one up and get back right. Moving on to the next game, we're going from the state of New York to the state of Connecticut, where the Connecticut Suns play host to the Dallas Wings. And the Connecticut Suns, they moved to 6-1 on the season with the 80-74 win, dropping the Dallas Wings to 3-3 on the season. Bonner, DeJuan Bonner, 22 points. Brianna Jones, added 21. Lee Thompson, 13-10. Hey, 17. It's a fight. But yet again, as you can see, started off good, up 10, up 14 at the half. And then come the Wings. They come fighting back. They only fell by 6 from being down 14. It was a fight. Natasha Howell, 11 points. Salisbury, 26 points, 14 boards. Ogumu Wale struggled. She struggled Sunday. 8 points, 3 for 16 from the field, 0 for 5 from 3. It was a struggle for her. Dangerfield, 13 points. It's a struggle, but hey, like I said, you got to knock them girls out. If you don't knock them out, they will come fighting back, as you can see. They were down double digits going to halftime. Then in the second half come around, they came fighting back. They just couldn't get there. They just couldn't get fully there. Okay? They just couldn't get fully there. And then our final one for the recap. The defending champ Aces, they took the trip to Indiana to take on the Fever. Fever put up quite a fight, but they are the defending champs for a reason. And they moved to 6-0 with an 84-80 win. Fever jumped out early to a 7-point lead, but then the Vegas Aces responded in the second half. You had yourself a 1-point Fever lead at the break. Third quarter, Fever came out strong again, and then the Aces put them away in the fourth quarter. Champions are made when the time is right. You know, Howard, you got Aaliyah Boston, the rookie pick, only 7 points, struggled. Mitchell gave the Fever 22 points. You know, we're like 15 points, but you're going to get to defend the champs. And you got to defend the champs. AJ Wilson, 27 points, 10 boards. Jackie Young, 19 points. Chelsea Gray, 17 points, 8 boards, 7 assists. It's just hard to beat this team. It's just hard. And we ain't even heard anything from Alicia Clark yet. They still have Alicia Clark on their bench. Those of you who are Florida Gulf fans who've been paying attention to the women's college basketball for the past couple of seasons, Kristen Bell is on this team. Okay? Kia Stokes is on this team. This team is deep, but we ain't even hearing from them right now. They are literally chilling. The starters are kicking everybody's butt. Whenever Becky Hammon decided to go to a bench, I'm going to be afraid. Whenever Becky Hammon decided to go to a bench, then I'm going to be afraid for the entire WNBA. I just named you 3 players who can put the ball in the bucket. Literally, who can put the ball in the bucket right now. And then she ain't even using them right now. She did not. And when the season wanes and she start going to them a little bit more, it's going to be a problem. Because that starting five that you see right there on your screen with Candace Parker, AJ Wilson, Chelsea Gray, Chelsea Plum, and Jackie Young, that's literally. They literally can go for 84 points by themselves. By themselves, really. They can literally go for 84 points by themselves if they really want to. Like, literally. Dude, matter of fact, I want to know how many points they've been scoring in the game. Because this is ridiculous. They're the top scoring team in the league. They score an average of 93.7 points a game. You can easily get 84 from that starting five right there. Literally 84 from that starting five every night, if you really want to. So the best can give you 10 points. And that's because that's the limited time they get. Wait till the minutes go up. I mean, Big Hand's like, okay, I'm going to give myself a little more rest and get my best more time. it's gonna be even more of a problem. And then since I do it, so I'm pretty sure more some of you want to know who's the rest of the top five. Second on the list is the LA Sparks at 87. Dallas Wings third at 85. The London Dream at 83.6. And then running up the top five for points per game is the Phoenix Mercury at 80.8 a game. Not only that, the defending champs are leading in the field goal department too. The Las Vegas Aces are shooting 48% from the field as a team. That is ridiculous. They are the defending champs for a reason, okay? There's a reason why they are called the defending champs. And to be the defending champs, to unseat the defending champs, was for my brother Brian Snow. To unseat the champs, you have to beat the champs. And the champs have not been unseated in the season yet. 6-0. When we come back, give you some games to watch before we get out of here. The Playmakers Bar is proudly to announce that it's lettered a partnership deal with Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus. Stream live sports from any device that you have, whether it is your computer, laptop, or even your cellular device. Catch breaking news live when it happens and enjoy a mountain of entertainment from movies to shows to whatever you love doing. Paramount Plus. Plan starts at $4.99 a month, but right now, you can get a free trial. Just hit that link below with the Playmakers blog and start your free trial right now. Paramount Plus, Mountains of the Entertainment. And welcome back to Shining the Lifestyle. As you can see, Paramount Plus is the place to be. And as you see, as we get ready to preview this week's games, those of you who don't have CBS Sports Network, Paramount Plus got you covered with that. So if you have Paramount Plus, you can watch the games on CBS Sports Network with Paramount Plus. And to start it off with the recap, as you can see, two of these games on here for tonight are on CBS Sports Network, which you can watch if you have Paramount Plus. So get it now. Tonight, it's three games for tonight, but that first one is the one to watch if you live in Vegas or in Connecticut. The undefeated and reigning defending champs, Las Vegas Aces, are in Connecticut to take on the Suns, who are 6-1 on the season. 7 p.m. is your time. The Vegas Aces are 5.5-point favorites, but my goodness, will it be the Connecticut Sun to deliver the first blow to the Las Vegas Aces? And the funny thing is, the only blow to the Connecticut Sun is my New York Liberty, who handle business at home in their first matchup with the Connecticut Sun, which was very surprising for me. But nevertheless, we must, actually, no, I'll take that back. It was not my son. It was not my Liberty, unless I'm looking at the wrong thing. Let me go back and find out. Who gave the Suns their first loss? Yeah, it was the Liberty. 81-65. And hey, I watched that game. I should remember, I watched that game. We gave them a beating in the second half, because the Suns was on us in the first half. In the second half, we took over. Now the defending champs are in the land of where ESPN is located at. The land of UConn Husky basketball. It could be the land of the Sun if they can take down and put the first blemish on the reigning defending champs, Vegas Aces. That should be a fun one. And then at 8 p.m. on CBS Sports Network, you have the Indiana Fever and the Chicago Sky meeting in Chi-Town. Let's see how the Fever young team handle the Sky, who's shown the ability to hang with anybody. And then 10 p.m. after the Sky and Fever finish off, you're going to go from Chicago to Seattle, where the Seattle Storm looking to win their first game of the season as they host the L.A. Sparks, who are trying to make a comeback to the promise of the WNBA. So far, doing a good job at 3-2. As I said earlier, the Storm looking to get their first win of the season. How many points will Drew Lloyd score tonight? She coming off a 37-point game. Her last doing. What can she do against the Aguma K Sisters of L.A.? That is tonight. Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow you will see at 7 p.m. at the Barclays Center, the New York Liberty trying to bounce back from their second loss of the season, blowing a 19-point lead at home. Here come the Minnesota Lynx, who are feeling good about themselves, winning, getting their first win of the season and not have to worry about being a winless team. That is at 7 p.m. But following that, at 8 p.m., the Phoenix Mercury trying to get back on track, but they are in the Big D to take on the Dallas Wings. It is Brittany Griner, Diana Taurasi going up against Erika Ogunmowale. This should be a fun one if you have the chance to watch it. And then Thursday is round two between the Las Vegas Aces and the world defending champions. I mean, the Las Vegas Aces and the Connecticut Sun as they play back-to-back games in Connecticut. That should be something to behold. So you play, first round is tonight. You take a day off and you meet again in the same building, same spot, same time. This time it'll be on Amazon Prime Video. That's something else y'all should get too. Ooh, so the Sun has two opportunities to put a blemish on the Vegas Aces. Could they go 2-0? Could they go 1-1? Or could they go 0-2 against the defending champions? Ooh, gotta watch them games. And that's Wednesday and Thursday. And then Friday, to get you ready for the weekend, my New York Liberty, they'll lead the Barclays Center and head down to the ATL to take on the Atlanta Dream and Ryan Howard. Let's see how the Liberty roll on the road against the Dream, who is known to play well against great competition. So could be a sneaky one for my Liberty here, because the Dream do know how to fight. That's at 7:30. Then at 8 p.m., we have two games at 8 p.m. First one, Phoenix Mercury takes on the Dallas Wings again. So you have a round two of that matchup. Brittany Griner, Ogunmowale, round two. And then right at the same time, the Indiana Fever versus the Minnesota Lynx. Depending on how these two teams fare in their next games, one of these teams will probably be looking for their second win of the season, or maybe their third win of the season, when they face off down in the Twin City that is the Minnesota. So that's to get you ready for the week with the WNBA action. And that's it. That's it. Make this nice, short, and quick for you. Thank you for tuning in. Like I said, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to our YouTube channel as we continue to follow the WNBA as well as the NBA Finals. And then when it's time, we'll press into the FIBA World Cup for the men, so as the men get ready to defend their gold crown of FIBA World Cup dominance in basketball. Let me take care of that. So with that being said, those of you who are listening to the audio version, you can follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and a whole lot more. So subscribe. Follow our website, theplaymakersblog.com. That is theplaymakersblog.com. Follow our website, stay up to date with us and everything that we do. This is The Playmaker, Donald signing off for the WNBA Talk.
But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your campaign.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick it again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting the Lights Out.
Masterpiece.